That breaking away music is for a man named Steve Roberts. He's computing across America. Roberts has combined his freelance writing skills, his knowledge of computers, his love for bike riding, into what is already a six-month, 4,000-mile odyssey. And Roberts plans to continue his bike trip for as long as 2 years, covering a good deal of North America, and then, who knows, maybe even on to Europe. Roberts was at Pensacola's Cordova Mall yesterday to demonstrate his bike and all the gadgets that make it a home away from home.
Well, this is a recumbent bicycle, which is my home and office now. It's about an 8-foot-long machine in which I recline. And since we're not dealing with video here, I guess I have to describe this affair. It's sort of like a lawn chair on wheels. And I lean back with my handlebars under the seat and my feet out in front of me. And this is a way to maintain a full-time information business, in my case, freelance writing, while traveling around the country. And I've been at it 6 months to the day.
The bike is very long with a small front wheel and a little plastic windshield in, across the front. The back wheel is normal size for a regular 10-speed bike. Is this a 10-speed?
18-speed.
Oh, so does that mean you get to go faster or is it easier?
Actually easier. My top gear is about equivalent to that found in a standard touring bike, but my low gear is a real stump puller. It's 21 inches, and with my 160-pound load, that's been in use quite a bit, especially in the mountains.
I see on front also what looks like the solar collector.
Yes, this is a Solarex photovoltaic panel. It puts out about 5 watts in full sun, and its job is basically that of a battery charger. There's a nickel-cadmium battery in the white bag up front, and it runs the lights, the security system, the CB radio, which is culturally useless but good for emergencies, the word processor, of course, and a yacht horn, and a fluorescent light for the tent, and anything else I can think of to plug in. No hair dryer yet, but...
You said this trip started 6 months ago. Where did you start from?
Columbus, Ohio.
And where'd you go from there?
I did a little shakedown cruise of about 760 miles just to debug the bike and make sure everything was okay, and that was into Indiana and Kentucky and back to Columbus. And then east from there to the Washington, D.C. area, and then all the way down the Atlantic coast with a little dip into Gainesville to Key West. And I spent 2.5 weeks in Key West, then stashed the bike in the forward sail locker of a 36-foot racing yacht and sailed to Clearwater. And then from there it was back through Gainesville, east to the Atlantic coast, back through Gainesville again, and now I'm heading west. I won't be in Gainesville again for a while.
So where are you going from here?
Across Texas. I'll be turning north, I think, in New Mexico and heading up into the Canadian Rockies and then spending summer and fall coming down the West Coast with the expectation of wintering in Southern California or somewhere in that general part of the world. And then next spring, heading northeast again through the mountains, probably making a big figure eight with an intersection in the middle of Colorado somewhere.
And then, when does this all end? Does it just keep going forever and ever?
Well, it certainly can. I'm looking at about 2 years for the U.S. trip, which should be 15,000 to 20,000 miles, depending on the route. If I get sick of it before then I'll stop. And if I'm not sick of it by the time I finish all that, I'll do it in Europe.
So. And you're a freelance writer. Are you supporting yourself while you're riding around the country by writing articles?
That's right. I'm doing articles about the trip itself. Also writing about artificial intelligence and online information retrieval and other computer-related high-tech fields.
How do you keep up on the computer field when you're spending most of your time out riding around on a bike?
Well, I'm never in any big hurry to stay on the road all the time. There's no real need to push since I'm not trying to make any deadlines. So I have frequent layovers. I catch up with the latest journals and libraries. I'm interacting with the rest of the world quite a bit through the CompuServe system. And I have a number of associates on CompuServe, which is sort of the electronic equivalent of a pub in my application. And between that and use of Lockheed's Dialog information retrieval service and other things, I can stay reasonably current until I get lazy. You know,
what do you do when you have a flat tire?
Stop and fix it. I have spares and patch kit and all the essential tools. Can also rebuild bearings and all those other things on the road.
Did you design this bike yourself?
I had a lot of help. The thing is essentially my concept. The idea of a recumbent is not new with me. That's been around for some 50 years or more, perhaps. This one is started out as my design, and then I got together with a frame builder in Columbus called Franklin Frames. And he's built a number of tandems, and he looked at it and said, it's too weak here. So he proceeded to toughen up the rear end and so on. The net effect is a very stable design that has exhibited no shimmy or no problems at all. And it was probably about 6 months in design and construction. At a total cost of the bike itself, somewhere in the $2,000 to $2,500 range.
And to steer it, since obviously your feet are forward to where the pedals are towards the front wheel, the handlebars are underneath the seat.
That's right. The idea is to be comfortable, something which, that's a word that doesn't fit a standard touring bike, in my opinion. I'm in a reclining position, my back is supported, and I can cruise 80 miles to 90 miles in one day without any particular discomfort. There has some other advantages too, of course. There's lower wind resistance. Some of that I offset with my heavy load, so I'm not necessarily a speed demon. But I guess the big thing is really comfort. And also going up hills, on a recumbent, you have the ability to push against the back of the seat. It's like putting your back against the wall and pushing with your legs when moving a desk, instead of a regular bike where eventually your body goes up when you push down hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the overall design is not only more efficient, but safer and prettier. And
Well, in the 6 months you've been on the road, have you seen some people, been some places?
Oh, one or two, yeah. There's been some adventures. I encountered a band of prison inmates in the Maryland woods that plied me with Sara Lee pastries that they'd ripped off from an overturned tractor trailer rig. I stayed with tobacco industry lobbyist in Richmond, Virginia, all sorts of interesting people in Key West, members of a newfound family of mine. I was adopted when I was about 3 months old and recently tracked down my birth parents, and so I've been meeting some of the people in that family while wandering around. And of course, every day calls for a complete cultural readjustment.
Mm-hmm.
I can go from staying with a wealthy family one day to somebody in a little poverty-stricken small town the next, or a freshman dorm or whatever.
You must get some pretty odd looks on this thing. It's, I guess, once you stand here and look at it for a while, you can figure out why it's built the way it is and how it works. But going down the road, you must get some pretty funny looks.
Yeah, I've been mistaken for a modified wheelchair. Somebody once thought it was a hospital bed. People are constantly, of course, asking about the solar panels. And most people seem convinced that they run the bike. I've had to really do some arguing in a couple times to convince somebody that it doesn't, that the little generator on the front there isn't actually a motor that does all the work for me. Everybody wants to know how you steer it and how fast it goes, of course. And like any bicycle, its speed is a function of what I had for breakfast and what the winds are like and what gravity's doing to me at the moment. So,
and have you always been welcome, or have there been times when you on this bike looked a little bit too odd?
Well, every now and then I get some strange looks. Some of the real posh neighborhoods in Florida's southern Atlantic coast, north of Miami, there were some people in that area that seemed to think of me as a bum just because I have all my possessions on the bicycle with me. But that's really unusual. For the most part, people are so taken with the technology and the fact that I'm a writer and all these other things that really just about anywhere I go, I've been welcome. In fact, one of the best discoveries of the whole trip is that some of the old cultural stereotypes that I was guilty of making before I started, like, watch out for everybody in West Virginia, they just as soon shoot you as look at you, none of those really turn out to be true.
How about small town people?
They've been fine. Yeah, so far I've found myself pulling into virtually any place and striking up conversations with really any cultural segment you care to name. It's been very gratifying. People who I would not have, people I felt very nervous about. Of course, I heard horror stories about Miami for weeks before arriving there. And a group of Cubans I encountered on the street corners stepped toward me, and one of them called out, "Hey, muy bueno, beautiful, man." So, once again, dashing all those expectations.
Nobody's tried to rip the solar panel off the top here?
No, not at all. I've had a few bad experiences, but they're usually situations where I don't have a chance to deal with somebody on a one-to-one level. Somebody running me off the road, some punks in a rather obnoxious car in Key Largo came very close to me and swung a red solid body electric guitar at me by the neck, but I saw it coming and was off the road in time. And some people in Indiana threw some things. There's always that sort, but never have I had problems after looking somebody in the eye and having a chance to talk to them. So that seems to be the key. Of course, you can't always do that on the highway, so I did get run off the road by a tractor-trailer rig just outside of Jacksonville, and I have a CB on it, and I was furious. I mean, the guy, there was no excuse. He had lots of room, and I had to almost wreck to avoid getting hit. So I pulled the microphone out and started chewing this guy out on channel 19. And there's a moment's pause, and he came back and said, You got a CB on that thing? Which totally defused my whole argument. You know, that's not the issue.
Steve Roberts, he's celebrating his 6-month anniversary of being on the road with more than 4,000 miles traveled. Many more miles are yet to come. If you'd like to keep up with his travels, look for his freelance articles in many computer high-tech magazines or look for his book in the next year or so, Computing Across America by Stephen Roberts.